Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio. Well, the change of the seasons is just around the corner, yes. And every time there's a change, there's pollens and there's things like that. Your environment changes. And I hope you don't have asthma, but a lot of people start to get all these chesty things. So we thought we'd chat with Polly Ray today, who's going to tell us a bit more about asthma and smart eating for asthma. How are you, Polly?
Hi, I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Oh, look, I'm well. The change of the seasons, what does that do for people at this time of the year?
Well, it does a lot, and as you say, particularly if you do have asthma, asthma is a hypersensitive condition. So those people who have sensitivity to nutrition or environmental things, then they'll start to see flare-up on those sort of symptoms around this time, because their body will start to react to the environment and react to those extra pollens that are in the environment.
So when we're talking about our environment and the food that we eat, what should we be doing to put into our diets to sort of combat this stuff?
Well, there's a couple of things. Because those conditions are very inflammatory, the symptoms that you see and that you experience are very much related to the inflammation. So addressing the inflammation is a big part of treatment. So you can do that with food, but then also increasing, in some ways it's actually reducing the immune system, because the immune system is a little bit hypersensitive, as I say.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of reacting to things that you shouldn't be reacting to.
Right.
So you almost want to dampen it. But what we say in naturopathy is to regulate it.
So how would we regulate it? Like, so say that this morning I woke up and I'm feeling a little tight in the chest and I sort of don't have asthma, but I've got all those sort of, you know, chronic symptoms of sinus and stuff like that. How do we do it? Is it on an individual basis, or should we be taking horseradish and garlic, or what's your advice there?
Yeah, so horseradish and garlic are great for treating the symptoms, but in terms of even before that, to prevent those symptoms coming on, vitamin C is actually nature's natural antihistamine. So when we are sensitive to things, we have an increase in histamine in our body.
Mm-hmm.
So we're reacting to those things. So sort of about 2 or 3 weeks before this change of season, really increasing your levels of vitamin C so that you don't react to those environmental and nutritional allergens is beneficial as well. So adding things like blueberries are very good. They're very high in vitamin C. And also lots of omega-3 essential fatty acids. So they're available in things like oily fish.
Yep.
That's a really nice anti-inflammatory oil. And that'll help just dampen that inflammatory response that you see. So as I say, with asthma especially, it's a really mucousy and very inflamed condition.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to bring down that inflammation.
Now, what about around the house? I mean, is it time to do a quick spring clean and start getting rid of some dust mites as well with this asthma stuff?
Yeah, exactly. So that's another environmental allergen that people will respond to. So having a nice clean environment that's dust-free, that's also important in reducing the attacks. But on top of that is using products that don't have a lot of chemicals in them. So really going clean and green on those cleaning products is important as well, because a lot of people who have these hypersensitivity disorders will be very sensitive to those chemicals that you find in cleaning products.
Fantastic. Well, look, Polly, thanks for coming on today to give us an update there on the smart eating and asthma area of things. And as you say, increase the vitamin C and get into those blueberries and start to, you know, get a few things under control there, hey?
Absolutely. That's Ben.
Fantastic. Polly Ray there talking to us today about smart eating asthma. Of course, for more details, you can jump on to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.